As we have heard proclaimed in the gospel selection for this Sunday, taken from Matthew chapter 6, you cannot serve God and mammon too. Those words are taken as a summary statement of a perennial tension that exists between heavenly matters and earthly things. A constant tension. There's always a matter of choice, rooted in free will. And hopefully motivated by the closing words from that gospel selection, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God." But the tension is always there for the individual human person. Will it be vice or virtue? Will it be good or evil? Will it be charity or selfishness? The tension is always there. And we are free to make the choices that evidence our commitment to seeking first the kingdom of God. And so that message is always before us. It is perennial, really. In our personal behavior, it's daily. We have the freedom of the children of God, the freedom to choose on the basis of our conscience, our God-given gift of intellect and spirit allows us the ability to be able to weigh the difference between right and wrong, good and evil, vice and virtue, earthly things or heavenly matters. We are free to choose. We are called to choose for the higher thing. But we are human. And in our humanity, we seek a certain amount of self-satisfaction and gratification. And we only choose for the higher good when we deliberately make that conscious choice. Even when it involves a sacrifice, even when it involves self-denial, is that is the path of seeking the higher good. That is the path of seeking first the kingdom of God above all other things. Now, I know this is Mardi Gras weekend. You know, I lived in New Orleans for many, many years before coming to Biloxi. There was a season of celebrating Mardi Gras that begins on the 12th night with the opening social events and then the parades and the festivities. Mardi Gras weekend is sort of the epitome of celebrating. You know, it's almost could be described with some words taken right from the sacred scripture saying, eat, drink, and be merry. Except it goes on to say, you fool. Sure, eat, drink, and be merry today, but tomorrow you will die. And it'll be too late then to be committed to seeking first the kingdom of God. So yes, not to rain on anyone's parade. It is a Mardi Gras weekend, and there's so many ways to have good and pleasant entertainment and celebration. But since this is the first time I get to speak to you, the last time, I've had many last times, as you know, but I'm still here. The last time before Ash Wednesday. And I'll be here on Wednesday at noon to celebrate Mass and to impose the ashes on those who want to be signed externally, marked as their commitment to enter into the Lenten season, a time of penitential practices, a time of sacrifice, a time of choosing virtue over vice, a time of foregoing any evil that you might be tempted to do and opting for the good. The Church gives us a whole season. And I've often thought that if there was the same amount of vim, vigor, and vitality on entering into the Lenten season as there is in entering into the celebration of Mardi Gras, the Church would be overflowing with saints who are on that pilgrim journey seeking first the kingdom of God. But we will go from the time of festivity into the time of reflection and fast and abstinence and prayer. And what we have to do is look at the time that is given to us, not so much as a time of sacrifice, but as a time of opportunity. Days in a row to be able to exercise free will in choosing the good, in choosing the right and just, in choosing the virtuous, in choosing to give praise and glory to God by works of charity. The days of Lent are days of opportunity so that we will be prepared to enter into the great celebration of the Easter mysteries, just as the whole carnival season, as it is called, leads to Mardi Gras. Lent is a season of preparation that leads to the great celebration of the glories of Jesus' gift to us, our salvation and our redemption by his sacrifice. And so, enjoy today and tomorrow. I give you Mardi Gras to celebrate. And then I expect to see you on Wednesday. those who have decided at that point to seek first the kingdom of God. God bless you.